Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
What is this again?
Sir, you have been connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you, sir?
I've never bought anything from eBay.
You never bought anything from eBay. Okay, like, what was the last time you had did online shopping? You remember?
Long time ago, mate, years ago.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, let me tell you one thing, sir, as I can check in my database. Yesterday, there was an order, okay, and the order is a mobile phone, which cost around $300. So, that
no,
is...
No, sir. Cancel it, please. Someone's using my account.
Okay, so there can be a possibility that somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, sir, I'm going to pass this request to the senior technical team so I can go ahead and check exactly how many hackers are still active. So according to that, we can block them.
Yes, sir, please.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to guide you some technical steps. All right. You have to listen to me carefully so I can help you with the, okay, with the account. Now, the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android phone or it's an Apple phone?
It's an Android.
Android, lovely. Now, do one thing. Put me on a speaker and open up Play Store from your mobile phone. Play Store.
Sure.
That's lovely.
What do you want me to open up?
There will be an application, sir. There will be an application called Play Store.
Play Store?
Play Store. P-L-A-Y. Play Store. S-T-O-R-E. Play Store.
Is that an email?
No. Like camera, photo, galleries, email.
Play Store.
Yeah.
Yep.
There is an application. Lovely.
Yep.
Now, at very top of the Play Store, can you see there is a magnifying glass symbol to search?
Yes, got it.
Click on that magnifying glass symbol and type it over there. I will spell it out for you for your convenience, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, the first letter will be A. A for alpha, letter A.
Yep.
Then N for November, N.
Yep.
Then Y for Yankee, Y.
Yep.
Then a D for David, D.
Yep.
Then E for Echo, E.
Yep.
Then S for Sugar, S.
Yep.
Then K for Kilo, K.
Yes. Any disk.
Exactly. Search for this application, sir. Click on search.
Got it.
Once you click on search, now what you got over there, just let me know.
Yeah, got it. You want me to install it?
Can you see something as any desk, remote, desktop?
Yeah, got it.
Select that application, click on install. It's installing, sir.
Yep, open.
Yeah, click on open now. Now tell me what you can see.
The terms and agreements.
Click on OK.
On it and agree.
Yeah. Click on OK. Simply OK.
Yeah, got it.
That's lovely. Now what you can see?
Blue screen tutorial.
Touch anywhere on the screen, it will get skipped.
Yeah, got it.
That's lovely. Now what you can see?
Your address or remote address.
Okay. Tell me the numbers slowly one by one.
331.
Uh-huh.
619.
Okay.
154.
All right. Now, just below that number, just below, can you see it's written set password?
Yep.
Click on set password.
Yep, got it.
Once you click on set password, the first thing at very top you can see over there is security. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Now what you can see, let me know. I will tell you where you have to click.
So always show incoming session request. That's one. Only show incoming session request and any guest window is open.
Leave that, sir. Leave that below.
Never show incoming session request.
Okay, go below.
Permissions. Allow other devices to save login
okay.
information to your system.
Okay, and below it's written clear or tokens, right?
Yep, clear or tokens, yep.
Yeah, below it's written enable two-factor authentication, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and next two bars are not highlighted, right?
No.
Okay, and next it's written enable previous session profiles, right?
Enable for save logon information, enable previous session profiles, yes, correct.
Yes, then below it's written clear previous session profiles, right?
Yes, correct.
And just below, can you see permission profiles?
Yes.
Click on permission profile once.
Default screen sharing full access or unattended access.
Click on full access once.
Yep.
Now, can you see written enable unattended access and there is a checkbox which is not checked.
Yep.
Click on that checkbox.
Yep.
Now what you can see?
This password is too weak.
Okay. Just above, can you see it's written set password and there is a line, right?
Yep.
Red line. Okay. Now click on that red line. I'm going to provide you the secure password. You have to type it over there. All right. And don't share this password to any of the stranger. Keep that in mind. Okay. Now, did you get the keyboard to type something?
Yeah.
Okay. Now remember all the letters will be in the uppercase, in the capital. Okay. All the letters will be in the uppercase. Okay. All the letters. Now the first letter will be E. E for echo, E, capital.
Yeah.
Then B, B for Barcelona, uppercase, capital, B.
Done.
Then A for alpha, uppercase,
yeah.
A. Then Y for Yankee, Y, uppercase.
Yeah.
Now, from the numbers, number 1, number 5,
yep,
number 1,
yep,
then number 7,
yep.
Now, just below, can you see it's written OK?
Yeah.
Click on OK.
Yep.
Okay, now the password box disappeared, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now don't do anything. You are going to get connected to the secure server, eBay secure server. You will get the notification automatically. All right, don't do anything. Now you will get an option as start now. Can you see start now?
No.
Start now. Tell me the options, only the option. Okay, allow, accept.
Hmm.